Hi, this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So there's just a whole lot of weirdness, excuse me, going on around this recording right now. First of all, I'm inside, which rarely happens. Secondly, I've been deemed officially sick enough to, like, be in pajamas and, like, not have to go back downstairs. Yay! I am sick, but I'll take it. And thirdly, I don't know, it's just a weird day. And, you know, I'm just going to jump to the chase, because, you know, after this one, I can get on with the real show. But so I say to all my Spotify peeps, so we hit the 50,000 listen, solo listen mark on Spotify. And I'm super proud and I'm super dumbfounded and I am, excuse me, I don't know what I am actually, like, I'm happy. It's, like, been a milestone. It's one of those things that when you start doing a podcast and, you know, I never thought about the numbers and I still rarely look at the numbers because they terrify me. I mean, they really do. I kind of understand them, but I don't really want to understand them. If I wanted to market the show to be just nothing but a moneymaker, I would need to look at the numbers, but, it's not the numbers for me, it's you. Each of you individually is what the show is all about, and none of you are a number to me. You're people, your lives, your souls, you are heartache, you are victory, you are superheroes. You know that we're all here, superheroes. We're superheroes in a posse, you know? I mean, good God, like we horses and capes? Jesus, we're unbeatable. But anyway, so you know, for podcaster goals, like, that's one that I never even thought when I started the show that it would, I mean, I just remember getting the first 1,000, and that was, like, I thought I was gonna be over the moon for the rest of my life on that, and then, you know, all of a sudden, it's like, things just get bigger, you know, and now it's 50,000 on Spotify. I don't know what it is on any of the other, like Apple or iHeart or Deezer or I don't know, any of the other platforms out there. Because I just, like, you need a whole team for that. Like, you literally need, like, a whole kind of marketing production. You just need a whole team for that stuff to break those numbers down. And I don't have enough time right now with the discipleship and everything to even give it half a thought to try to figure out what the numbers are. But all I do know is that 50,000 listens on Spotify, solo listens on Spotify. And I legitimately couldn't be happier for all of us that have been part of the show from the beginning, from just a minute ago till the end. Till, you know, the end. That's funny because I never really thought about, like, the highlights of this, but, like, I never really thought of the show ever ending either. So it's, like, I'm going to be doing this when I'm, like, 118 years old, guys. So you're going to hang in there with me because only the good die young, baby. And, and secondly, I've asked God to allow me to live. And now he just said 120. I'm like, okay, 120, I'll take it. 120 is good. So 120 is good. Anyway, so that's the highlight, and I just figured I might as well jump to it, because there's no use dancing around that whole topic for the whole show, and, you know, it's like, I just want to let you guys know how much I am appreciative of you all for supporting the show in whatever way you do, and spreading the message, and staying alive, and helping others to stay alive, and breaking the stigma, and knowing that, you know, we are a combined posse, we are a group, and together we are strong, together we can break this stigma, and we just shatter it, and show people that we are not what they've been told to think we are. We are not a Hollywood image, we are not some Hollywood idol, we are not Freddy Krueger, we are not Jack Nicholson in The Shining, we are not any of that. We are just people with a diagnosis that is used for billing for insurance, flat out. Bingo bango. Anyway, so what else is going on? Like I said, I've been kind of sick. I've been down, man. And there's been a thing going around just basically around Flagstaff. I'm not even going to say around the house, but around the whole town. Like, there's some kind of stomach rhino thing. I'm sure it's going around everywhere. It's just all kind of new testing to see what they can, you know, what they can knock us out with this time around. And the thing is, like, I don't usually get sick. And, like, I wouldn't even say I've actually gotten sick, but I've just been down. Like, I've been, you know, this Graves' disease thing, as much as I'm not supposed to talk about it, I mean, it is an actual part of my life and it is something I am dealing with. And I'm not gonna lie, that is the thing that will just take me off my knees, man. Take me out from my knees, not take me off my knees. I'm not crawling around like much. Anyway, oh my God, that's an image, right? Okay, well, there you go. And if you're on the Instagram and any of that good stuff, you already know what I look like. So that's an image that you can just now have emblazoned in your memories. By the way, if you want to see any of the social media, I've been really bad at it lately. I've just been horrible at keeping up with the social media lately. But Dancing with Bipolar on Instagram, Dondrine Bernard on LinkedIn, which I just realized I had actually taken LinkedIn off my phone, which makes me kind of sad because I don't know if I can remember all the passwords and stuff to get it back up on the app. And of course, Facebook, Dontrine Bernard. That's a tough one though because I get so many requests. I look for people I know. And I hate to be like that, but I have like well over 4,800 and something friends. So I have like 20 slots for like people that I can actually like have coffee with or have many other connections around. So I'm not saying don't try, please go ahead and hit me up. Not saying that somebody won't turn out to be a fraud account, and then that's how most of the accounts that are that's how most of the accounts get deleted off of mine are because they turn out to be fraud accounts. So but when you're quasi famous, you gotta, yeah, whatever. Anyway, I'm just lazy. So, what else? Well, there's just been a whole lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff in Russia that I really actually want to talk about right now and divulge in because, there's just a lot of stuff that's fluid right now, and it's like just doing any one thing to alter it could just blow like the whole thing up out of the water. So, I guess discernment is a good word, but I did get my storage unit. I think, did I talk about that last time? I finally got my storage unit. It's about the size of a, a larger stand-up shower stall. It's awesome. I love it. I can actually sit in it and extend my legs all the way across. I don't know that I can sleep in it unless I curl up in a ball. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm pretty sure that it would, if need be, it would suffice for whatever the purposes were. But the brighter side of that, other than like sleeping in a shower stall, is that I'm actually moving like the important things to me out of here on a pretty steadily. I just got this done this week, but you can already see a major improvement in like the lack of shit in the room right now, which is kind of funny because it doesn't seem like a few items like this and a few items like that all add up, but the next thing you know, it's like, I mean, you got a mess. So I've gotten some of the most important things out of here value wise and actually like sentimental wise, even though it's only been a year in Flagstaff, I actually have sentimental shit, which is just weird. Yeah, so there's like this weird freedom. Maybe is what it is, or it's kind of like this hold, or this like hold, I think is a good word, that I was letting this place have on me because it held my stuff. It's like now the minute that I can start moving my stuff into another area, it's like this place has much less hold on me. So the next couple items I move, like these are some big energy items that hold a lot of I don't know, they hold a lot of power to me or something like that. These are the ones that are going to go next, and then after that it's kind of like everything else. Like I got books, I love books, but books, you can get books over and over and over again. It doesn't say how rare they say a book is, you can still find it. I mean, I would prefer not to, of course, but and then close, and then after that it's like everything that, and Duchess, of course, like keep telling people, the day that you come in the room and you see that Duchess is gone, I'm not coming back, and I'm not joking. I'm not gonna make this like some big fanfare, like, oh, I'm leaving, come and get me, I'm leaving, come and, no, I'm gonna be gone. It's just gonna be a done deal. They're gonna open the door and it's gonna be like, yep, she's fucking cleared out, all gone. So the minute that they couldn't get their shit together enough here to allow us to have a disciple area where we could store things like a coat, a suitcase, I mean, a shower, a nice size shower stand up, a nice size stand up shower stall, of which within that area there's enough to put, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven cubbies like that, that would just be about that tall, because it's a weird shape. It's like 5 by 5 by like 10. But you know, who goes up 10? Like, unless you have like some kind of a pulley. I'm actually thinking, you know me, you know, having grown up in like laundromats, I'm trying to think of some kind of pulley system to like get things up higher into the top of the storage unit and then be able to pull them back down, like used to do with laundry and like the dry cleaning. What used to come around on the like on the like merry-go-round type thing, you know, and it would go up and then it would go down, yeah, like that. So it's like I'm gonna set up a roller coaster inside my storage unit. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I'm not. Hold on. Sorry, but like when somebody knocks on your door and they hand you a cheeseburger, you kind of have to, like, you know, accept the cheeseburger. And whatever else is going around, I don't care about whatever else is going around. I just like the cheeseburger, so it's all good. Good burger too. So, yay! So now we have some food in my stomach. So if I actually am sick, now I can actually find out if I am sick because I have food in my stomach. Yay! Anyway, I totally forgot what I was talking about. I have some weird stuff going on in my head. I was talking about the storage unit. You know, and there's like, it's hard to explain, and I've been like kind of almost getting myself in trouble in a weird way because I've been trying to figure out too much stuff at the same time. You know what I mean? I don't know if you know what I mean, but I'm sure some of you know what I mean. And you're like, you have, I didn't want to give a topic out, but like, just starting any, or I'm just going anywhere in the Bible and you're just trying to figure something out, right? And then start doing all the research on it, but then real life hits. And real life negates everything that the Bible just told you, right? And that's where faith is supposed to come into play. I get faith, I get belief. But then sometimes it's just like the facts override the belief. And you know, and it's like, I know science has tried to disprove it. That's not really kind of what I'm talking about, but it's just like, there can only be so much truth to so much belief. Does that make sense? It's like, it has to balance. In order to have the truth, you have to believe the truth. And in order to believe the truth, you have to believe that the truth is true. Right? Right? So how do you believe the truth is true if you don't have faith? Because without faith, there is no belief. And without any belief, then there is no truth. I think there's a sermon in that. Anyway, well, I don't know where that little epiphany just came out of, but I'm glad I recorded that because I would never be able to remember that off the top of my head again. anyway. Holy moly. So I really did start out and I wanted to say something, and I want to give a shout out to all my peeps, all my flag peep, all my HC peeps. Pass it down. And I want to say hi to everybody else. I love you all. Again, you guys, this is kind of a Spotify shout out today because it's just an obvious number because I get the analytics from Anchor, who is now, you know, part of Spotify. So, but I mean, I could just as easily do this for any of my Apple listeners or my iTunes or my Deezer or my guys who come to my web page and actually, you know, listen to the show through there, because I don't check the numbers there either. So this is just an all out celebration for all of us. I'm so grateful the show is doing well. I'm so grateful for each of you that listens to the show. I am so, so, so grateful that we're all alive. Can you believe we're already halfway through? Well, no, we're not halfway through 2023, but we're already halfway through February. Like, can you believe, like, Valentine's Day is around the corner? And oh yes, and just to, okay, so I just want to go back a little bit to the 50,000 thing. Yes, I've known the number was coming up for a minute, you know, of course, because I do check that. Occasionally, I check the numbers just to see, you know, because I get a feeling as to where it's at. And then, you know, when it was about at 48.5, I was like, okay, we'll ride this out. We'll see how long it takes. And I didn't want to do anything to, you know, make the listens not authentic, right? I didn't want to be like, oh, everybody come and just pound out like and listen to about 1 second of the show and just totally skew the numbers so that I can hit this. And I didn't want to do it that way. I wanted it to be authentic. And if it took 2 months, then it took 2 months. If it took this long, then it took this long, you know, and it took as long as it took to get to the 50,000. But I can look at that number and go, that is not padded. You guys didn't know, unless, I don't know if it shows on Spotify, because I'm not really on there that much. I should be on there more now, right? Thanks, Spotify. Thank you, Spotify. You know, and I gotta say, when I started my show with Anchor, and, you know, Spotify was part of it, too, and, I did my first show, and I don't know, like, if I was just one of the lucky, like, you know, ones who got, like, the podcaster spotlight or whatever, if I just got the luck of the draw. But I did get the podcaster spotlight on my very first show, which is kind of heady. So, you know, I kind of really have a super love relationship with Anchor and Spotify. So, you know, if you're going to start your own podcast, Anchor is the best way to give it a shot. Try it out. See how awesome they are. And I'm almost 4 years in this, and I have no need or want or desire to ever change from Anchor to any other podcasting, you know, app or facilitator. That's not the right word. It's not like a facilitator, but anyway, you know what I mean. God, the food's hitting my head now. I'm like, what? Like, way too much nitrous. Yeah, this is all disjointed, but, our food just made me tired. This is why I don't eat food coma now. Anyway, this is a super messed up show. I know there was more that I wanted to say, but I think there was a very smart thing in the middle of this, so I think it all ties it up together. Anyway, I don't care where you listen to me at. I don't care what you're listening to me from. It doesn't matter to me. We're all in this together. I love each and every one of you. Together we are strong. We ride strong and we hold it together strong. And thank you guys for making the show, because without you guys, there would be no Dancing with Bipolar. And I sincerely, sincerely, sincerely mean that. Anyway, I'm going to close this because I just can't think right now. I feel like I've got like egg noodles in my brain or something like that. And yeah, so there's that. So this is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dance with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive, okay? Later.